Okay, maybe I can ask you to close the door.
You have that one?
You have this one?
Yeah, I will close this door.
John?
You have this one?
Yes, pardon me.
So at both sides, we have the Mishnah at the beginning of Zvachim, which establishes the law of Lishma, the requirement of Lishma, in the absence of Lishma, in most karbanos, the karban is kosher, but it's possible to some extent. We nullify the ritzui aspect, and the bialim have to bring a replacement karban. The Mishnah, in a typical way, omits the source. And that's where the Gemara comes in. What's the source for this requirement of Lishma? In the absence of Lishma, the Korban is not Ola Labayim L'Shem Chob. So open up, if you will, to Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, the top line. And the Gemara says, we know on to be Inon Zvicha Lishma. Pretty basic question if you're learning the Mishnah at the beginning of the Zvachim. And the Gemara answers, the Omar Kra, the Pasuk says at the beginning of Vayikra, this is in Perek Gimel, in the parasha of Shlomim, the Imzevach Shlomim Karbano, the word Zevach implies the Maisa Zvicha, which we call Shchita, Shetei Zvicha L'Shem Shlomim. So when it says in the Pasuk Zevach Shlomim, it means Zvicha L'Shem Shlomim. The Gemara asks, who says that it means Zvicha L'Shem Shlomim? Maybe that's the name of the Karban. The category of the Karban is called Zevach Shlomim. The Dilma Hayu Shmayu. And the Gemara answers, Midichsiv, and here the Gemara fast forwards to a perek much later in Sefer Vayikra, in the seventh perek, so we're skipping four prakim. And then the parasha of Shlomim, the Torah says, Amakrivis Dam HaShlomim. It doesn't say Dam Zevach HaShlomim. And from the fact that the Torah itself calls it Dam Shlomim, means the blood of a carbon Shlomim, the name of this category is Shlomim. It's not Zevach Shlomim. Is therefore Loksiv Zevach Hacha, but here at the beginning of Sefer Yikra Perek Gimel it says Zevach Shlomim Shma Mina Shetehei Zvicha L'Shem Shlomim. Now we have to ask a number of different questions here. The first question of which, okay, the Torah requires Lishma in Zvicha and Shchita. What about Shara Avodos? Ashkechan Mizvicha, Shara Avodos Minolan, Bechitem and Eilith Mizvicha. Maybe you'll say the following. Zvicha is sort of low echelon on the Seder Avodos. And if in Shchita the Torah requires this restriction, this stringency, then how much more so in other avodos, and the Gemara is going to slug that out. The Gemara is going to take the opposite opinion and say, no, maybe only in Shechita the Torah requires Lishma. Why? Because the Torah is very machmir in Shechita. How do we see that the Torah is very machmir in Shechita? Mal zvicha shekein nifseles shelo l'shem ochlim b'karban Pesach. In the case of Karban Pesach, we shechts the karban Shalo l'shem ochlov, which means he shechts it with the person in mind who's not capable of eating the Karban Pesach, whether it be a chola or a zaken, whether he's not manui on the Karban Pesach, if he's a tameh, if he's an orel, in all the above cases, the Torah passes the shechita. And that applies to shechita as a unique avoda. Why? Because in any of the other avodos, even culminating in Zrika, you don't require L'Shem Ochlin. The requirement of L'Shem Ochlin is limited to Shechita exclusively. And although you might argue maybe that's because of the fluky, exceptional nature of Karban Pesach has its own rules and regulations in the constellation of Karbanos. It beats to its own drum, and therefore don't derive any conclusions from the status and this very high-powered status of Shechita and Karban Pesach. That doesn't prove anything universally about other Karbanos. For example, the Gemara says that in Pesachim, the Gemara says that there's no Machsheves Ochlim in Zvicha. Now, you would have said, well, if Shaloli Ochel apostles in Shechita, how much more so should apostle in Zvicha, in Zrika? I mean, Zrika is the main culmination of the Karban. The Gemara says, no, it's a separate din in Shechita. And that for sure makes Karban Pesach very unique. in all other korbanos, we would like to assume that if the Torah has a certain strict requirement and raises the bar as far as shechita is concerned, how much more so in other avodos, especially zriko. But the Gemara nevertheless says the following in Hilchas Pircha. You know, we have a whole all of Masechet Tzvachim is about the rules and regulations of how to derive halachas. 90% of this Masechet is just it's about Yalfusas. And in the laws that govern Yalfusas, we have what's called a Pircha. Pircha means a technical rule. You can't derive something if I can find one chumrah somewhere in the whole constellation of Kodshim that elevates Shechita to a new level, then don't tell me that that's an exception to the rule. If Shechita has this strict requirement, it's got to be L'shem Ochlov, even if it's only in Karban Pesach, that's enough to create a Pircha. And therefore, if L'shma is a requirement in Shechita, I still don't know that L'shma is a requirement in the other Avodos. Ella says, the Gemara Omer Kro, we have to shift our emphasis here from Zrika to Kabbalah Sadam. And the parsha of Kabbalah Sadam, it says, Hamakriv es dam hashlomim. And this word, Hamakriv es dam hashlomim, this phrase, is going to be the source for Kabbalah. It's very interesting, because usually we understand the word makriv, when we translate it literally, it means to bring the dam closer, meaning closer to the Mizbeach. That's already after Kabbalah Sadam. But Chazal understood that the word Hamakriv means Kabbalah Sadam. And in the Pasuk of Hamakriv, it says, Es Dam Hashlomim. And Dam Hashlomim means that the Kabbalah Sadam has to be L'shem Shlomim. L'shem Kodesh. L'shem that specific Kodesh. So we now have Shechita, and we have Kabbalah. The Gemara says, "Lichtov Rachmanim Kabbalah v'Leilef Shechita Minei." This is a fascinating piece of Gemara here. The Gemara wants to say that if you would have told me the restriction, the stricture of Lishma in Kabbalah, I could derive Shechita. Why does the Torah have to spell it out in Shechita once it spells it out in Kabbalah? And what the Gemara is about to analyze is there anything in Kabbalah, in Kabbalah Sadam, that puts Kabbalah Sadam on a higher level, so to speak, with more strictures and more stringencies than Shechita? And guess what? The Gemara says, we do have it, and that's going to justify the need for the Torah to repeat the requirement of Lishma in Shechita, and not rest on its laurels of Kabbalah Sadam, where we find that Kabbalah Sadam is on a more strict level, and therefore it's not enough to teach me a certain requirement in Kabbalah, and therefore I'll derive Shechita from Kabbalah. Mishum de'ikol mifrach mal Kabbalah shekein psula bizar ve'isha. We see that whereas in Shechita could be done by a zar, by an isha, but when we get to the case of Kabbalah Sadam requires a kohen, and not only that, it requires zichrei kohuna. And Zichrei Kohuna, and only Zichrei Kohuna, are capable of doing the avodah of Kabbalah Sadam. And if the Torah raised the restrictions of Kabbalah Sadam way beyond the restrictions, the requirements of Shechita, it means that Lishma is a requirement in Kabbalah. But don't tell me, therefore, ipso facto, Lishma is going to be a requirement in Shechita.
Maybe you say Shechita, why don't you just say instead that Shechita is not an avodah altogether?
Maybe that's what the Gemara has in mind here. The very fact that there's no psul zorus in Shechita puts Shechita into a whole different category. Again, I don't want to say it's not an avoda, because we see there are many dinim of especially machshava poselus that apply to Shechita. And not only that, in the case of kodshim kodshim, you know, Shechita has to be in the tzofon. In the case of kodshim kalim, Shechita has to be in the azora. We can go on and on and on. Almost all the dinim of pigul and machshavot haposlot are all focused on Shechita. So when we say Shechita is not an avoda, that's complicated business, not for us now. But certainly if we were to compare Kabbalah Sadam and Shechita, we would certainly think that Kabbalah Sadam might have its own requirements that go beyond the chumrah, beyond those of Shechita. And the proof of the pudding is Malik Abolish came psula bizar ubi isha. Now on the bottom here in the Masifta, he quotes a machlokas in the Rishonim already, whether or not the word isha is part of the text or somebody added it in. Do you see, in our text it says Malik Abolish came psula bizar vi isha. However, the Shita Megubetzes, for one, erases the word Ve'isha, and he claims it's Iberic, it's completely superfluous, it's a repetition of Zar, because whatever is true about a Zar is true about an Isha. And there was no reason for the Gemara to have to add the word Ve'isha here. It doesn't add a thing. That's what the Shita Megubetzes claims. Our Girsa has the word Ve'isha, which tells me that Isha is an additional category here. It's not enough just to call it a Zar. You know, I always think, this is just the Milsim de B'dichusa. You know, it says, the Gemara says about Rebbe that he used to start his shiur with a joke. So I'm not, you know, I'm going in great footsteps if I say Milsim de B'dichusa. You know, I was once called to speak at a simcha, a chas of a kala. And it turned out the chassid was marrying a bas kohen. So I said to him, you have to live up to the challenge of being married to a bas kohen. And not just because your father-in-law is a kohen, because your wife is a bas kohen. Meaning that the status of a bas kohen, which we call a koheness, is not just because she's a tag-along to her father. She has her own status, independent of her father, as a bas kohen. And that's why the Torah is very strict about a bas kohen in many different areas and many different dinim. So I warned the kohen, you know, I warned the Israel who's marrying a bas kohen, even if he was a kohen, the same one would apply, that he really has to live up to the demands of being married to a bas kohen. We're going to soon see a Gemara in Kiddushin that I think you feel you photocopied for us. And the Gemara in Kiddushin has a halavina that insofar as she's a bas kohen, she has the status of a koheness, not only as far as truma is concerned, that until she gets married to a Yisrael, she eats truma, but the Gemara thinks that her status as a bas kohen, bas kohen, meaning as a koheness, might have implications in many, many different areas. And the Gemara is going to have to quote various Yalfusas in order to disprove this thesis, but obviously the Havamin is very strong, that a bas kohen has the status of a koheness. And even though, again, the Torah might limit her ability to do certain avodos and fulfill certain mitzvahs, as we'll see in Mitzvah and the Gemara Kedushin, but that's already a chiddush. That means that vis-a-vis those certain avodos, she was excluded. But in and of itself, her status is that of a koheness. And therefore, to say, as the Shita Megubetzes says, that we have to erase the girsa here of Ve'isha, I'm not so excited about doing that by simply saying that an Isha has the same status as a Zar, which basically what the Shita Megubetzes is claiming, that she doesn't have Kedushas Kahuna, she's a Zar. And I'm not sure, because again, it might be that there's certain limitations that the Torah excluded her from Avoda in the Beis HaMikdash, but nevertheless, fundamentally, she has the status of a Kohenes. And that's what we want to analyze here. So our subject for today is going to be the following. What's the status of a bas kohen, and what's the status bechlal of an isha as far as bama is concerned? At the time of heter bamos, and again, you might be wondering, why am I going to dedicate a whole shiur to talk about bamos? I mean, you know, in Masechta Zvach, and bamos only comes up sort of like through the back door, you know, when the Gemara wants to prove one thing or another, the Gemara quotes Bamos. But here I think it's going to be a perfect example of what I call a litmus test. Because whether or not an Isha has the status of a Zar, or a new status as far as Avodas HaKorbanos is concerned, might impact on what I'm going to claim is Machlokas Rishonim as to whether an Isha is Ksheira B'Bama or not. We know that a Zar is Kosher B'Bama. And if the Shita Megubetzes erases the word Isha, and basically he's saying that we have an Isha nothing more than another case of a Zar, then I understand that an Isha would be Ksheira in a Bama. If, on the other hand, an Isha is Psula b'Bama, we're going to have to set up Isha as a new category. Okay, so B'li Neder, as we go along, we'll try to make some sense of this. I'm just going to make a bracha because my throat is a little bit. Okay. I'd like to begin our discussion with another sheet of Mekubetzes. This sheet of Mekubetzes is in Mesefta Krisus. Whereas Rabban Lichtenstein used to call it Mesefta Kretot. That's how the Gush guys, I think, still call it to this day. Because Al Pidigduk, it's not Krisus, it's Kretot. Or Krasos, if you want to say in Ashkenazis. So we're on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph in this Masechta. Let me know if you have a copy of it there. Yeah? Mm-hmm. You find it?
Yep.
The only problem is we need also the Hashmatos, which is in the back of Masechta Krasos. So that I don't have in front of me, but I'll tell it over to you about Per. Now, that's all the way in the back. And if you photocopy that, you have to then expand it for people who don't see the very fine print. I mean, the Sheet Mekubetz itself is in pretty fine print, but the Hashmatas in the back, forget it. That those are microscopic. So, on both sides, does anybody know how many Krasos there are? Anybody know the magic number? That's the first mission of the Masechta. The magic number is 36. So 36 violations of the Torah will engender karis if they were violated the mazim. Now, the Mishnah goes ahead and enumerates all 36. It reminds me of the Mishnah at the beginning of Klal Gadol. Actually, it's in the middle of Klal Gadol, I should say. In Masechta Shabbos, you remember the Mishnah says that there are 39 melachos. And then the Mishnah goes ahead and enumerates all 39. Do you remember what the Gemara is going to be bothered by there in Klal Gadol? We mentioned it last year, I think. Why do you have to mention the number? Right? Minyan alonoli, since you give me the whole list, I'm not that dumb. I can count up to 39. Maybe not beyond 39. So the Gemara says that the Mishnah wants to tell us that there are 39 if you violate every single malach that you possibly could on a particular Shabbos. What's the maximum number of chatos, I'm talking about shogeg, that you could engender? 39. Oh. And that's a big chiddush, because usually we say that if you do many different averis behelim achas, then you only have one chatos. But here, since there are 39 different malachos, each malach is considered like an avera and iser b'fnei atzmo, and therefore you violate 39 karbanos. I'm only mentioning the Saga of Urcha because, as an introduction to Daf Gimel, the Gemara here assumes that since the Mishnah went out of its way to mention that there are 36 chatos, the Mishnah didn't have to do that because it goes ahead and enumerates, so I can count till 36. If I can count to 39, Kol Shekhen, I can count to 36. And the Mishnah tells us that if a person were to violate every single chiyuv kares in the books, the maximum number of chatos that he would bring for chayve krisus, I'm not talking about melecha Shabbos now, for chayve krisus would be what? 36. So that anything beyond 36 would be just a repetition of one of the 36, and you're not chayve a karban chatos for repeating the same aver. So we have a principle called machalik. Machalik means to divvy it up. If you repeat the same Issa, let's say, for example, he eats dam twice. So how many karbonis is he going to bring? If it was Behelim Achas, he brings only one. If, on the other hand, he violates dam and chelev, even Behelim Achas, he has to bring two chatos. So the maximum number of chatos he can bring, you know, let's say, I don't know why a person would want to do this, like I'm talking, thinking about Slavchot and the Mekoshe Shetzer, but let's say a person wanted to demonstrate how many chatos he can be chayav. He's a big shot, right? So he's going to violate every last chiyuv karis in the books. So the Mishnah tells me, sorry buddy, the maximum number of chatos you're going to have to bring is 36. So now the Gemara has a kasha. Is it really true that one individual could incur 36 chiyuvei chatos for violating 36 krisos. And here the Gemara is like smack in the middle of the page. Tana b'mai kachashiv. Who is this one person? Now again, I don't care what his name is, but what I want to know is he male or female? Why is that important to me? He says the following. Tana b'mai kachashiv. Right, what is the Tana considering here? Ibe Gavri, what's Gavri? Males. Is Dal Ha'isha Nirvas. One of the cases here in the Mishnah of Achiyu Paris is an Isha Nirvas. And that's a woman, not a man. And if that be the case, I have to subtract one. I'm down to 35. Is Batzol Echada. I have to subtract one. Ibn Nashi Kachashiv, if the Mishnah is referring to women, and that's why Nirvas is one of the 36, is Dalmin Honabola Zachar, Viala Behema. In both these cases, the Mishnah lists a male who has a relationship with another male or with an animal, and he's Chayev Kares, but we're talking about a female. So there's no way that any male could incur. I'm sorry, there's no way that any female could incur 36 chatos. The maximum number that she could be in violation of would be 34, because there are two on the list that only apply to males. So the Gemara comes up with a very complicated case, and the Gemara wants to suggest that the Mishnah is talking about a male. You dropped one number, but the answer is that Abol HaZachar actually includes two different chayve krisus. How so? Because the Gemara says that there's Baal HaZachar, in which case the male is the active Boel, or there's a case where a male could be Mevi Zachar Olav. He sets it up that he becomes the passive member in this act of homosexuality, and therefore we're going to jack it up by one number. Again, it's a little bit difficult in the Mishnah, because again, the Mishnah is talking about a female. But the Gemara is saying, as far as the calculation is concerned, the female plays a passive role in the case of sodomy, and now a man could be sodomized as well. Again, when I say plays a passive role, I don't want you to misunderstand. It's Ba'olav. He sets it up in such a way, but physically, he's passive. Okay. Adkan, the sugya itself. Now we enter front stage the Shita Mekubetzes. The Shita Mekubetzes and Masechta Krisus, like Kodshim, is printed on the page. So we want to take a look at the Shita Mekubetzes on the page. And that's going to be number Yud Gimel. Okay? Now there are parts of the Shita Mekubetzes I'm going to skip because they're simply not relevant to us. But basically, the Shita Mekubetzes wants to come up with a possibility of a case where a man would be Chayev Kares and a male and a female would not be Chayev Kares. And that's going to again undermine the premise that any one individual could generate 36 krisos. So which one should the Gemara have objected to? And that's called male evarim bachutz. What that means that the avodas hakarbon, which should have been done inside the azar, was done outside the azar, and that's one of the 36 chayve krisus that are mentioned in the Mishnah at the beginning of the Masechta. And the Shita Mekubetzes suggests the following. It's very interesting. He has a suffix about this, but based on one side of the suffix, he asks his question. Usually, when Rishonim ask kashes, it's based on a vaday, not on a suffix. But he says it could be that if a woman were to be in violation of this prohibition, she would be potter. In other words, the halas chutz only applies to a male and not to a female. And why is that so? He says because what you need to in order to violate this iser of chutz is royal hakriv bifnim. Only someone who would be capable of doing a shechita inside the azor, correct? So if he's maila evarim bachutz, could it be that in such a case here we have a difference between a male and a female. And the Shita Mugbetza says that a male would be chayiv and a woman would be not. So again, if we're talking about a female in our Mishnah at the beginning of Krisus, then there's no way, no how, that she can incur 36 chiyuvei kares, because we're going to have to drop one. So just like the Gemara says, we're going to have to drop Baal HaZachar, and therefore if it's a woman, there's no way she could be chayiv in all 36. The Gemara could have equally have raised the problem of halos chutz. Let's go back to the Mishnah. I think we'll see the language of the Mishnah is hamala b'chutz. Let's see if I'm right here. Can anybody find that for me? Yeah, here it is. Mala b'chutz. Okay, mala b'chutz. So let's read the Shita Mekubetzis inside. He says the following. You know what? I'll take a photocopy because I think your photocopy might be a little bit larger, easier for me. No? Okay, you know what? Okay, I don't wanna waste time on this. I don't know, this doesn't seem to help me much. I'll just read it, I may make a few mistakes in reading, but here's where it says. He says, Iba Gavri, if according to Havmi, the Mishnah is talking about a male, he says that we're going to have a problem with Isha Nirvas. He says, Ktsas Kosher. Okay, leave out the first part, it's not for us. He says, Lama lo parich, Dmi lo matzinu Isha. Just one second. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Mimala Eivarim Bachutz, Dishema lo machayev. So he's working with the following possible axiom. He's not definite about it. That who's chayef Allah b'chutz kak osam shiruyim lahakriv bifnim. Now, the avoda inside the azara is only kshera bezichrei kahuna. And we're going to see a Yalfusa that's going to exclude a woman from the Avoda in the Migdash. And therefore, he says that the Iser of, and in this case, a Chiyuv Kares of Chutz, only applies to someone who's capable of Bifnim. So again, if you accept that axiom, which again, you don't have to accept it, he says Shema, but there is such a Shita, then by definition, a woman is excluded from shchutei chutz. I shouldn't say shchutei chutz, I should say halah b'chutz, meaning from putting something on the mizbeach as an avoda. And therefore, the Gemara could have equally have asked, raised the following question, that if we're talking about a woman, there's no way that she could be chayv all 36, because she's potter from halah b'chutz. That's the Shita Mekubetzis inside. In the back of Krisus, John, you have a Masechta Krisus in front of you?
What is it trying to prove at this point? I mean, that women are not subject to all 36, is that?
Right. That there's no way that the Gemara is looking to prove that it can't be a woman, because the Mishnah mentions one of 36 is Mishkav Zohar. So the Shita Mekubetzis says the Gemara could have objected and proved its point without coming on to Mishkav Zohar, just by mentioning Halah B'chutz. Halah B'chutz could only apply as a Chiyuv Kares to a male and not to a female. So again, if your assumption is A, that the Mishnah is addressing a female, B, that the Mishnah is telling you that the maximum number of krisus that one woman could incur is 36, the Gemara could have said it's not 36. The Mishnah is off by one. Because halah b'chutz is not shayach by a woman. Why isn't halah b'chutz shayach by a woman? Because she doesn't have halah b'fnim. She's not kshera for avoda b'fnim. And only someone who's included in halah b'fnim is included in chutz, in the chiyuv kares b'chutz. Again, if we would now turn to the hashmatos, that's not on your page, so you'll just have to hear it Torah Shebaal Peh. So in Hashmata, so the Shita Mekubetzis, he says the following. Okay then? Maybe John, you could open up to the Hashmata. Don't give it to me because I don't have time, but if you have time, that would be great. He says the following. I'm going to read you just one line from the Hashmatas. He says, Shema, perhaps. Okay. Oh, okay, let me try to explain. The Hashmatas is asking the following question. Let's talk about males now. A male is chayav for halal b'chutz. Correct? And that's listed in the Mishnah at the beginning of Kresos. Who is that male that's chayav for halal b'chutz?
He must be
Kohen. Oh, Pashtus, you'd say he's got to be a Kohen. Says the Sheet of Mekubetz, even if he's not a Kohen, he's chayav for halal b'chutz. Ah, you'll ask me a kasha. How could he be chayav for halal b'chutz when he's posel avodo? So he says, no. A zar is kosher avodah.
In a bama.
In a bama. Excellent. Sev, you're on top. But the only thing is, if I ask you to be mochum, if I use the word bama instead of bama, is that okay? Only because of my age. You know, you can't teach an old dog new tricks.
File a request.
What do you say?
File a request and you'll consider it.
And you'll consider it, okay. I mean, this request goes way beyond a bama. It probably applies to 50 words that come out of my mouth in every shiur. But it's hard for me, you know. Again, if I was speaking in Ivrit, if I gave the shiur in Ivrit, which I did for many years in Hesda Yeshivot, I would have no problem saying bama. But if I'm talking in English, I don't know, it just doesn't, you know, to shift over to the... to the Havara, you know, Sfaradit, every time I use the Hebrew word, so I'm just asking for upstanding of Mechila, you know, an ongoing Mechila.
It's Kirsa the Yagas.
Right, Kirsa the Yagas.
Which is really Kirsa.
You know, it's interesting. Yeah. I was just at a wedding recently, and the Masada Kedushin had a big kippah sruga, and he's a well-known personality in the Hezder world, and he said that all the brachas under the chuppah is the Masada Kedushin in Havara Ashkenazis. But the answer is because he's 70 years old and he can't make the switch. Okay. In any event, so again, getting back to the Hashmatos. So Hashmatos says the following. That a zar is chayav halav b'chutz. And why? Because he's included in Avodah. How is he included in Avodah? The answer is he's included in the general category of Avodah that includes Bama.
Which were private.
Okay, a private bama. So a man sets up his own private altar for the sake of worshiping God, not for the sake of worshiping God. So we had a share this week about the bamas that were built at the time of Shlomo that had to be destroyed. Those bamas were designated for Avodah Zarah. And the very fact, and again, this is a sugya to itself, not for now, I'm not prepared for this, but Mirz Hashem, as we go through more and more kachim, we'll have to focus on this issue, but not for now. You have to accept it as an axiom that if someone is Kshera B'bama, that includes him in the category of Avoda, and my Nafkamina, not just Nafkamina for Bama, but Nafkamina for Halas Chutz, that he's considered included in Avoda to generate. If he goes ahead and he shechs the karma and he's makir a karma outside of the azara, he gets kares for that. That's a very severe violation. Oh. Says the Shita Mekubetzes, if that be the case, if zar, because insofar as he's kosher b'bama, fa'allah b'bama, therefore he's included in Allah, now he says I have an answer to the Shita Mekubetzes' kasha. Because what was bothering the Shittim Mekubetz, how can you have an Isha who's obligated in violating 36, one of them she's out of, drop up from Halav B'chutz, says the Shittim Mekubetz, by the same token that a Zar is included in the Fee of Karis and Halav B'chutz, an Isha is likewise included in Halav B'chutz. Why?
Sure, it was the bomb.
Exactly. Because what was the thrust of the logic that Zar is Chayav B'chutz? Is because he's kosher bit Bama, an Isha, no less than a Zar, is Kshera for Bama. So this is fascinating. Again, if we turn back the clock to the period of Bamos, which by the way covers centuries and centuries and centuries in Jewish history, until Shlomo Melech, you know, built the Beis HaBechira, but for many, many centuries there was a heter of Bama, then a woman could go out and shech karbonos and be mala the carbon on a Bama. She could make her own personal you know, Bamat Yachid, you know, her own personal altar, and she could be Makriv Karbanos on an altar. So if you ever get a quiz question, and somebody, you know, some feminist will ask you, well, that's not fair. You excluded women from Avodah, right? So tell them, the Shita Mekubetzis in Ashmatos, in Krisus Daf Gimel, says that a woman is Kshera Fahala B'Bama. That's not great news for a woman, because that means that she's going to be Chai Fachutz. You know, that's a Chiyuv Karis. You know, there's always a trade-off over here. But, you know, women want to be included, so here we can include them. Now, my impression is that the Shita Mekubetzis was not such an Ibra Chacham. He didn't come up with this Chiddush of the... A Mishnah about Isha and Bama? I'm in deep trouble if there's a Mishnah about Isha and Bama, then my whole shiur is completely gone for today's
sake. It's a Mishnah in the Isha Kshera Lishchot.
Oh, yeah, now I'm not talking about Shechita, now I'm talking about Halah.
Shechita in the Beit HaMikdash.
Wait a minute, let's not confuse issues over here. What we want to know first is, and we'll get to Shechita, but I'm talking about Halah. Halah means to do all the avodos of a karbon, which means, you know, to mekabel the dam and so forth and so on until Zrikas Adam. What's the status of an Isha and a Bama? And in my mind, this is a tremendous chiddush of the hashmatos of the Shita Mekubetzis, that to the same extent that a zar is kosher for halah in a boma, so to an isha is kshera, because an isha has the identical status as what? As a zar. So you follow this like a whole chagadi over here. We're starting with the fact that a zar is kosher bid boma, then we're therefore extrapolating that therefore a zar is chai for halah's chutz. Then from there we're asking, what's the status of an Isha and a Bama? And the answer is, according to the Hashmatos and the Shita Mekubetzis, since a Zar is kosher for Halah and a Bama, therefore an Isha is Kshera and Halah and a Bama, and therefore we get to number 4 on our list, therefore an Isha is included in Halah B'chutz. And that completely wipes out the Kasha of the Shita Mekubetzis. Because says that Shmatos, what are you asking me? That a woman cannot possibly incur 36 Chiyuv Kares, if the Mishnah is talking about an Isha, that's not so. She can incur a Chiyuv Kares for Allah B'chutz. I, only a person who's kosher for Avodah is included in Allah B'chutz. Well, let me ask you the question about Azar. Azar is included in Allah B'chutz. Why? Because he's kosher for Avodah Sakarban and Obama. And by the same token, what's the difference between an Isha and a Zar? Everybody with me so far? Again, the Shita Mekubetzis didn't offer this answer, correct? Yeah, you have it, John?
Boy, if you could read this print,
you need a microscope.
You dull it down here. You dull it.
You see you dull it there?
Yeah.
So you read it then. You read it. Alright. You know, if I move a little farther away... He says,
you want just the end?
He says, just the end I need,
just
right?
The end, yeah.
Oh, Kevon desire kosher b'boma, Isha nami k'shera b'boma, lo hachi chayev lo Allah b'chutz.
Well, it is the Zohar, it says Zohar. Will you use the Zohar kosher?
No.
My copy says give the Zohar kosher, but Isha nami k'shera b'boma. Not that it matters, Zohar.
Yeah, no, it should be a Zohar.
It should be Zohar.
Yeah, that's a mistake, you're right. You're right, we'll have to write a letter to the
end. Hashmatos
on Hashmatos. Thank you so much, Sean. You're a great guy. Tell me. I always remind myself when we finished the first Tekachulin in the Rav Shir, so somebody brought a bottle of scotch. And the name of the scotch was called J&B. You remember that scotch? So the Rav said, only the best. Because people used to call it J&B.
Yeah.
So we also have our own J&B. Yeah, fine. Okay. Now, again, just to finish up on my point, the Shita Mekubetzis himself did not come up with this chiddush. Did he miss the boat? Or perhaps he was of the opinion that an Isha is psula b'bama. And if she's psula b'bama, there's no way you can include her in Allah's chutz. Now, you know, if my whole argument stands on one, not even a leg, I call it a toe, you know, why did the Shita Mekubetzis come up with this point of the Hashmatos? Then, you know, Meichateis. Okay, the Shita Mikubetzes didn't come up with that answer. It wasn't that he had a fundamental problem with the assumption that an Isha's Kshera bimbom. However, it seems to me that there are really solid sources for this conclusion that an Isha is not Kshera bimboma. And we'll start with the Yushalmi in the Sechta Megillah, which I think you have. And the Mishnah there, which the Yerushalmi is focusing on, is the Mishnah of Bama, because that's the Ein Bains. You remember that Masechta Megillah is famous for the Ein Bain. And the Mishnah talks about the difference between a Bama Gdola and a Bama Ketana. Now, can you find in the Yerushalmi the following words? Tmi Echad Ha'ish Vi Echad Ha'isha. Can you find those words? You'll tell us.
It should be right in the middle there somewhere. 10 lines from the top.
10 lines down from the top. And then it should say, Amar Rabbi Yochanan?
Yeah.
Oh, very good. Now, Echad Ish vi Echad Isha. I'm relying here on the Pnei Moshe. Okay, we'll see the Pnei Moshe in Yitz Hashem inside. But before we see it inside, Echad Ish vi Echad Isha, they're both Ksherim Bibama. But that's only the first Tana. Now again, when I say Tana, it's a little bit tricky because in Yushalvi, Rabbi Yochanan is called a Tana.
Well, everybody in Eretz Yisrael was called a Rebbe.
Right, but what I'm pointing out to you is that, you know, don't ask me the following question. How could Rabbi Yochanan argue with this Braisa that says Echad Ish fi Echad Isha, which means that an Isha is Ksheira Bibama? And there Rabbi Yochanan says, less kind of Isha, Ish Ksiv B'Parsha, says the Pnei Moshe, that the Machlokas here is about whether Isha is Kshera B'Bama. Can somebody read out the Pnei Moshe to me?
Yeah.
You have it in front of you?
Shavon the Hakrid B'Bama, B'Chkach, Shanoi b'Tosefta d'Zvachim Shem.
Oh, we're going to open up the Tosefta d'Zvachim, yeah, in a minute.
Eizel Bama Ketana b'Shas Heter Abama Osef Ardon Bama Al Pesach Chatzero V'Al Pesach Minaso V'Makri V'Le Hu Uvno Vito V'Avdo V'Shiv Chaso.
Oh, so that's the Tanakhama of this price. He doesn't say anything about Rabbi Yochanan?
Well, then he has quotes from Leis Kanisha.
Oh, that's the one I want.
Sami mikan isha.
Sami means a race isha here.
She'ena k'shera l'hakir b'bama. The ish k'siv b'parsha. Ish kol hayashar v'ena.
Oh, excellent.
The hakir shiv chaso, but not isha.
Oh, we're going to get to that. Just hold on for a second. I'm going slowly here. So again, what's the Pnei Moshe saying here? That in the parsha of Bama, it says ish. Rabbi Yochanan therefore objects to the Tanakhama. We'll see that the Tanakhama is simply quoting a Tosefta. A lot of Yushalmi is Tosefta, this Harahainu Hach. And Rabbi Yochanan says, no, you made a mistake. You thought that an Isha is Ksheru B'Bama. The Pasuk says Ish in Bama, Ish v'lo Isha. An Isha is excluded from a Bama. And that's what the Pnei Yeshua says, that according to Rabbi Yochanan, Isha P'sula B'Bama. So Rabbi Osai, this makes it much more comfortable for me to go back to the Shita Mekubetzes and Krisus as opposed to the Hashmatas and say that there was a definite reason why the Shita Mekubetzes was mashmit the Hashmatas. Why did he leave out the Hashmatas? Because he felt, like Rabbi Yochanan Yushalmi, that an Isha's Psula B'Bama, and we're going to try to analyze this Machlokas, and therefore, if Isha Psula B'Bama, then ipso facto, what's our status as far as halah b'chutz? Yeah, and the only reason we said Zahar is chayv halah b'chutz is because what? Zahar is kosher B'Bama. Now we're saying, unlike the Hashmatos, you can't extend that to include Isha, because an Isha is not kosher B'Bama. And if she's not kosher B'Bama, she's not chayv halah b'chutz. So far, so good? Let me just go over it one more time in my mind, just make sure I have the, because there's a lot of mathematics here. Isha should what? Make sure it would bomb her. Oh, yeah. Right? Do we have it? We have it again? I'm going to go over it one more time for myself. I'm going to just, I want to make sure I have the cheshbon right. According to the Shita Mekubetzes, to the same extent. I'm sorry. I made a mistake. Okay, good. Good that I went over. The Shita Mekubetzes is not interested, or at least not explicitly, doesn't address the issue of what's the status of an Ish and a Bama. He doesn't even address the issue of what's the status of a Zar Bama. He's assuming that you need a male in order to be over the Ish of Halah B'chutz, and a female is not included in Halah B'chutz. He doesn't enter into the issue of Bama at all. He doesn't mention a word about Bama. Comes along the Shita Mekubetzes and says that the Isra Allah Bachutz includes not just males, but also females. And why is that? Because to the same extent that males are included in Allah Bachutz, even though they're not Kohanim, namely Zorim, and that's because a Zar is kosher for Avodah Nebama, so to an Isha, for the same exact reason, is Ksheira Bebama, and therefore she's included in Allah Bachutz, and that answers up the Kasha of the Shita Mekubetzes. It could very well be that the Shita Mekubetzes never came up with that answer, or shall we say even better, rejected that answer, because the Shita holds like Rabbi Yochanan in the Yerushalmi, and Rabbi Yochanan holds that Isha is Psula B'bama. So far so good. Okay, so now I have the Cheshbon. Now, the Tanakama of the Yerushalmi, as the Pnei Moshe is quick to point out, is identical with the Tosefta. So I don't know if you have the Tosefta in front of you. If not, you have it in the Pnei Moshe, quoting the Tosefta. I'll just read the Tosefta to you. Okay. The Tosefta says the following. That b'shas heter habama, odom ose bama al pesach chatzero, v'al pesach ginoso, makriv oleho, hu ubno, Bito, v'avdo, v'shivchasa. On the list, we have at least two females. We got Bito and Shivchasa. And they are being makriv olel. That's the lashon of the Tosefta. Proof positive to what we saw in Ashmatos in the Shita Mekubetzes, or alternatively in the Tanakam of the Braisa in the Yerushalmi, in Ishas Kshera, the Bama. And it's mefurush. So, what I'd like you to take a look at, and again, thanks, a great deal of thanks to Yechiel for photocopying a chiddush of the Rosh Hashiva of Panovich, not of the recent Panovich here in Israel, but the old Panovich in Litha, and that's Rabbi Yitzchak Rabinovich, that's called a Zecher Yitzchak. Do you have such a thing?
Yes. Yeah.
Amongst your pages. This is a gewaldige chiddush here of the Zecher Yitzchak, because we were assuming, and that's certainly what the Pnei Moshe assumed in Yerushalmi, that the source for concluding that an Isha's Ksheira B'bama is this Tosefta. Comes along the Zecher Yitzchak and he says, nay, this Tosefta holds the opposite opinion, that an Isha is Psula B'bama. So therefore, don't identify the Tanakama, the Yerushalmi with this Tosefta. Tanakama, the Yerushalmi says explicitly, Echad Ish v'Echad Ish Ksheira B'bama. But this Tosefta, even though it mentions both Bito and Shivchaso, holds an Isha Psula B'bama. Okay, so let's take a look at the structure that he creates for us. And this would be very fascinating if we ever get a chance to study the Sugya of Bama. I mentioned to you earlier that we have to study the sugya of Shchutei Chutz or Halah B'chutz. That's itself is a major sugya. But now the sugya of Bama is even broader than that. You know. So he says the following. That what's the explanation of this Tosefta? He says the Tosefta is being Mechadesh, that there's a certain similarity between a Bamas Tzibur and a Bamas Yochid. Okay, I'll try to explain as I go along. He says the following, that in a Bama's Tzibur, the Bama has to be owned by the Tzibur. So we collect money from the Tzibur. It's a little bit similar to what we call Trumas HaLishka in the Mishkan. and we buy the Bomas Tzibur, and it has new dinim where you can bring a carbon tzibur on this Boma because it has the status of a Bomas Tzibur, all based on the ownership of the Boma. He says, in a Bomas Yochid, again, the person who sets up this Boma has to have private ownership on the Boma. And once he has private ownership on the Boma, he can now be makriv karbonos, be malek karbonos on the Boma. So again, we're assuming that you can't just, at the time of Heter Bomas, grab an animal and shecht it anywhere. You know, take a stone, you know, that's sitting there and put the animal on top of the stone and shecht it. No. You have to create a boma. And a boma has a din of a mizbeach. And there are requirements and conditions that have to be fulfilled in order for that boma to serve as a makom avoda for karbonos, as a quasi mizbeach.
You're talking about before Bayis Rishon.
Again, whenever there was a Heter Bomas, you know,
there was. I think Bama Tzibur was only at the early part. Later,
I don't know. Again, as I said, all I know is what I know, and I don't know what I don't know. So what we're talking about is during a Heter Bomas, and who's allowed to be makriv on a Bama. So in the case of a Tzibur, we have to set up that Bama as a Bamas Tzibur. In the case of a Yochid, it has to be set up as a Bamas Yochid. Who could be makriv on this mizbeach? On this Bama? Yep. Only the owner of the Bama. He can't lend it out to me. If I want to be makriv on a Bama, I have to set up my own Bamas Yochid. Just like the Tzibur has to set up a Bamas Tzibur, so too the Yochid has to set out, each person for himself, his own private Bama. The Chiddush of this Tosefta, says the Rosh Hashiva, is that not only can he be makriv karbonos on his own behalf, but he can be makriv karbonos for on behalf of those, he becomes like a quasi shliach for those who are samuch al shulchano, and that includes bino, bito, avdo, amoso, shivchoso, and so forth. So I'll read to you his language. He says chitcha tosefta. The Habona Bama, Yochel Lahakriv Alea Karbonos, Shel Bino, Vishel Bito, Vishel Chol Asmuchim Al Shulchano, Umevi Karbon Alea. In other words, if he wants to be Makriv, let's call him Ruvain, he wants to be Makriv a Karbon on behalf of Shimon on Ruvain's own personal Bama, that he can't do. Shimon has to create his own Bama. The Chal Shem Bailim is on the Bama itself. That it's got to have a shame bailim for that baal, and only for that baal, exclusively. The Tosefta now expands this and says, well, you know what, there are a number of individuals whose karbonos can be brought on a bama, even though technically they don't own the bama. The bama is owned by whom? By their master, by their father. But what's considered that, why is it considered their bama? Because financially there's like one... Who can help me out here with the English?
One pocket.
Excellent. I was going to say one pot, and it didn't make any sense. Yeah, one pocket. So there's a in Yesh Noflin. What's the term for it? A tfusas abayis. If that means anything to anyone here, and it's sort of a group ownership on this bama, such that any member of that group could be makriv a korban on the bama.
Not just the baal.
And not just the baal. Yeah. But again, who deserves or can be considered membership in that group? Only if there's tamach al shulchan av. So for example, let's say his son becomes older and now he's financially independent. He, the son, will have to set up his own bama. He can't use daddy's bama. Now a lot of people think, you know... Daddy will support me for the rest of my life, but at some point, you know, you gotta support yourself. So as long as he's samach al shulchan aviv, then he's included in his father, and therefore he can set up his karban on the bum of his father.
But the wife can. So why is the wife excluded again?
She's not.
Oh no, she's also included. You know, he's going to discuss why a wife wasn't mentioned here.
Right.
Oh, but he wants to say the following. He says that. Hakol ksherim, this is an earlier Tosefta. Hakol ksherim likarei bebama, right? Af hakol ve'avadi mishukhrarim. He says the following. What's going on over here? You just mentioned to me in this Tosefta that we're studying now, which is halacha ches, that the hakrova bebama includes Avdo v'Shivchasa. Well, if you turn back to the same Perek, which is Perek Yud Gimel Tosefta Hey, which is three Toseftas before, it mentions only an Eved Meshuchrar, which means after Shifur. Lo Hizkir Eved Stam, and Lo Hizkir Bino Ubito v'Shivchasa. What's the difference? Why is it that one Tosefta, the later Tosefta in this Perek, it says Bino Bito Shivchasa and Avdo, and yet in the original Tosefta earlier it only mentions Eved Meshuchrar? He says the answer is as follows. Hasam in the earlier Tosefta, Ayri Le'inyan Hakrava. There, the Tosefta is telling you who can do the Avoda on the Boma, not who's the Bala Karban that can use and utilize and benefit from this Boma. But rather, excuse me, who's kosher for the Avoda? And the answer is that only a Zar, a non-Kohen, who's male and has the status of a full-fledged Yisrael, Kedushas Yisrael, he and only he is kosher for the Avoda, for the Halos HaKorban on the Bama. So what kind of Eved is included in the Avoda of the Korban? Only an Eved Meshuchrar, because an Eved Meshuchrar has the same status as the Yisrael. He's Yisrael Gomer L'chol Dova. However, if you talk about an Eved who's not Meshuchrar, if you talk about an Isha, then they would be absolutely possible for the Akrova on a Bama. However, the second Tosefta, the latest Tosefta, is addressing a whole different question. Not the Avod itself, but whose carbon can be brought on this Bama? And the answer is it can be brought only by the Baal HaBama, the owner of the Bama. That's the nature of Bama's Yachid. It has to be purchased with his money, and he can bring carbon, but no one else can bring carbon. So the Tosefta adds, here, Bino, Ubito, Viavdo of Shivchasin, so far as they are considered one pocket financially, they can bring their kabbonis on the bama of the master or the father.
But who does the halah, the father?
Yeah, the father or any other czar, any other male who's a freed eved, all those can do the halah, but an isha can't do the halah because an isha's psula for avodas bama. She's only able to vicariously have her karvan be nikrav on her husband's bama or her father's bama or her master's bama insofar as she is considered one bias, so to speak, one pocket with her master or her father. Therefore, it comes out, says the Gaon Rav Yitzchok Rabinovich, that muchach miatosefta, the svila tosefta, the isha psula akrava bebama. She has to be excluded from akrava bebama. And all this is based, he says, on the drasha of ish velo isha, which tells me that a woman is psula for avodas habama. Again, it's a long piece. I'm just reading part of the piece.
Wait,
just give me 1 second, Alan. I'm so sorry. I just want to make sure that my head is screwed on right, okay? He says, Gabi Hadik Sivu Pesach Mitzrayim Lechok Lecha Ubanech Olam and Emelu Fishu Omer Lokho Min Adam Shomei Af Hanoshi Bimashmo Talmud Lomar Lechok Lecha Ubanech Anoshim Velo Anoshim Asalim Uteshim Karev Pesach Bibama. If let's say they brought the Karban Pesach on a Bama, is Isha Psula Lavoda? So again, let's just summarize. We thought, based on the Hashmatos in the Shita Bekubetzes, and based on the Tanakama in the Yushalmi, that an Isha's Ksheira Bebama. And if an Isha's Ksheira Bebama, so I'll use Hashmatos Shita, she is included in the Isur Kares of Halah. And that answers up the kasha of the Shita Mekubetzes. The Pnei Moshe identifies the Tanakama of the Braisa in the Yushalmi with this Tosefta. That's good if you learn the Tosefta's including Bito v'Shivchaso in the actual Avoda of the Bama. But that's not, according to Zecher Yitzchak, what the Tosefta has in mind. The Tosefta Adarabah is going to exclude the avoda of an Isha in a Bama. The Tosefta is only including an Isha if she's a nachshleper in the ownership of the Bama, that her karma can be brought on the Bama, but not by her herself. Alan?
Yeah, but then what is he going to do if that's the Yalfusa for a word? Then back to when we're talking about when there is a Beis HaMikdash, a woman is allowed to bring a korban. She is not makrivit because nobody's
right.
So if he or she can be makrivit on her, she brings her own korban and she doesn't have to.
What does here mean? Here meaning in a Bama or in the Beis HaMikdash?
No, in the Beis HaMikdash.
Yeah, go ahead.
So in the Beis HaMikdash, which she couldn't do on a Bama.
No. Everything's, it depends. Which sheet are you going, Kony? Are you going according to Zecher Yitzchak? According to Zecher Yitzchak, the Rosh Yeshiva, everything is equal. Beis HaMikdash and Bama are the same. Just like in Beis HaMikdash, a woman could send her karban, so too in Bama she can send her karban with a restriction which we'll mention in just a minute, right? There's going to be a proviso here.
Yeah, you did. Right.
And just like in Beis HaMikdash, a woman is psula lavoda, so too in Bama she's psula lavoda. And she has a different status than a Zahar who's kosher lavoda in Bama. The only difference between Bama and Beis HaMikdash, according to the Rosh Hashiva, is the following. That whereas during the Beis HaMikdash, a woman brings a carbon, she can send it to the Mikdash and gand it. I don't have to make any ifs, ands, or buts about it. It's an open-ended chavshi. But in the case of a Bamas Yachid, here, she would have to set up her own Bama. And if she sets up her own Bama, then Elchinami, like anybody who sets up a Bama, that carbon can be brought on the Bama. Again, she's not going to be able to do the Avoda on the Bama, according to the Zecher Yitzchak, but somebody will do the Avoda on her behalf, and that's fine. Just like in Beis HaMikdash, she can't do the Avoda, but somebody will do the Avoda on her behalf. The exception to the rule, and the case where a woman could have a carbon being brought on a Bama on her behalf, even if it's not her Bama, she has no ownership rights in the Bama, is the case of Ishto Bito Bishuv Chaso, where Samach al Shulchan Aviv allows the Baal to bring, or the father in this case, to bring the carbon on behalf of his young girl, his young daughter, who is now Samach al Shulchan Aviv. That's the chiddush of the Tosefta. But the original Tosefta tells you that the only one who's kosher for the hakrava on the Bama is a zachar or an eved mishuchrar. But an eved who's not mishuchrar and he's not a full-fledged zachar, he's possibly avoda on a Bama. Not only that, the Braisa, in again, number hey in the same perek, omits bito and shivchaso because a woman can't do the avoda on a Bama. So again, just to summarize, we see that the assumption on our part that maybe an Isha is psula for Avodas Bama and she's not identical with the Zahar who's kosher Avodas Bama is not a way out assumption. It's the conclusion of Rabbi Yochanan, and now according to the Zecher Yitzchak, nobody argued with Rabbi Yochanan. Why? Well, I shouldn't say that. Then I overstepped my bounds. What I meant to say was, according to the Zecher Yitzchak, the Tosefta agrees with Rabbi Yochanan. And Achinami, the Rosh Hashiva is not denying that the Tanakama in the Braisa, in the Yerushalmi, in the Gila, is maintaining that an Isha is Ksheir of a Bama, because it says Echad Isha, Echad Isha. But to maintain the opposite position is not a way out, is not at all a way out kind of thing. Now, does anybody have, where do I have the Marma Kobus page? Oh. So I wanted to open up the Gemara in Kiddushin for a second. What is the source that in the Beis HaMikdash itself a woman is psula for avoda? Do we have the Gemara Kiddushin?
Yeah.
Okay.
Lamed Vav.
Lamed Vav. Yeah. Is there an extra copy by any chance?
Yeah.
Oh, thank you so much. So the Mishnah, which you'll see on the bottom of Lamed Vav, establishes that for various dimensions of Avoda B'Beis HaMikdash, a woman is excluded. There are other parts of the Avoda where a woman is included, And the Mishnah goes through the entire, enumerates the entire list this way and that way. Now, what you'll notice here is the following. That when we talk about various, what word can I use, auxiliary avodos, meaning not the critical avodos, then the Gemara is going to ask, how do we know that a woman is excluded? For example, a woman brings her own karma, so we're going to soon see that she can't do the avodah, but at least let her do the smicha. And the Gemara quotes a pasuk to exclude a woman from smicha. It says, v'samach b'nei Yisrael. Then there's another sort of embellishment kind of avodah, and that's called tnufa. And a woman is excluded from tnufa, minolin. How do we know this? Because it says, v'heinif b'nei Yisrael v'lo b'nos Yisrael. Then there's another aspect of the Mikdash, which is called hagasha, and so forth and so on. Now, when the Mishnah mentions in this list the critical avodos, for example, Kabbalah Saddam, or for example, Kmitza in Menachos, so here the Gemara quotes a pasuk, B'nei Aaron, that the pasuk says, V'krivu B'nei Aaron. And what's B'nei Aaron? B'nei Aaron v'lo B'nos Aaron. So it's very fascinating to me. Because if you hold like the Tanakama in the Yerushalmi, or perhaps, forget the word perhaps, or the Hashmatos in Shita Mekubetzes, namely that a woman is Kshera B'bama, and why is she Kshera B'bama? Anybody? Just help me out here to make sure we're all on the same page. Why isn't she Kshera B'bama? Because a Tzar is Kosher B'bama. Okay? Don't forget that, you know, because we're going to lose the forest for the trees here. Which means that the Shita Mekubetzes in Tzvach and Daf Dalet that we started with today omits the word Isha because it already mentioned Tzar, and the status of an Isha is identical to that of a Tzar. Then I find it a little bit odd, and that's an understatement, that the Gemara here in Kiddushin has to prove that a woman is not Kshera Lavoda. Not for Kabbalah, not for Kmitza. And we have to come on to a pasuk of Vikrivu B'nei Aaron. B'nei Aaron, the Torah says B'nei Aaron, V'lo B'nos Aaron. Like, what was the Havami? And I come back to the joke that I started with at the beginning of this year, that maybe a Bas Aaron has the status of a Kohenes. She's not a Tzar. A Tzar is completely mufka from Kedushas Kuhun. He doesn't have one iota of Kedushas Kuhun. That's a compliment. Okay. We have a Kohen in the audience.
She has the distinct covenant of being able to be Nisraf.
Right. But that might be because of the father. That I'm not sure. But she can eat Truma. Right. Let's use that as an example. Again, the very fact that there's a Havamina here, that she's Kshera Lavoda, means she's not a Tzar. And not only that, even with Maskana, the Gemara is still not convinced that she can't do Smicha, and she can't do Tnufa, and she can't do Akasha. In every single case, the Gemara has to invoke a different pasuk to derive the conclusion that she's excluded. Mibarashom, just call her a Tzar, and that's it. I mean, the Shita Mekubetzes in Zvachim Daftalit is so convinced that she has a loch of a Tzar that we have to erase a word from the Shas, which we haven't had given. Tzar v'isha. You want to know the status of an Isha? Don't just tell me a Tzar. So the Shita Mekubetzes says, no, just tell me Tzar. What's it? Tzar equals Isha equals Isha equals Tzar. Okay, if Isha's a Tzar, then, you know, like, what's going on over here with this Gemara? The Gemara wants to know, you know, can she do kmitza, which is like, is almost like zvicha and karbanos and menachos, and can she do kabbal sadam? I mean, all these discussions here. So again, it could be that maybe the Shita Gubetzis holds that after you learn the whole sugya here in Masechet Kiddushin, and you finally come to the conclusion that B'nei Aaron v'lo B'nos Aaron, that Abbas Aaron has the status of a Zar. But that's a big chiddush. And therefore, the nafkamina is going to be, what's the status of an Isha as far as Bala is concerned? If you're telling me that she has the status of a Zar, then just like a Zar is kosher for Avodas Abama, so to an Isha is kosher. But if you're telling me there's a new category of an Isha, and Enochinami mitzad Zorus, she would not be included under Zorus. There's a separate new psul. So I don't know whether she's included in Avodas Abama, she's not included in Avodas Abama. Let me try to elaborate on that point. We have amongst our pages a Rambam?
Yeah.
Oh. So take a look. The Rambam should be Perek Tes Me'ilchus Bias Mikdosh Halacha Al. The Rambam understood that an Isha is considered a Zar, which would support the Tanakhama in the Braisa, in the Yerushalmi, and the Shittim, and the Hashmatus of the Shittim Gubetzes. How do I know that the Rambam considers an Isha as a Zar?
It's a regular Rambam.
Because listen to the language of the Rambam. Ezu Zar, you know, you can't get a more explicit Rambam here. The Rambam says that who's a Zar? Kol she'eno mizera Aaron hazcharet. If you're not a male descendant of Aaron, then you're a Zar. So who's not considered a male descendant of Aaron? A female descendant of Aaron, correct? So it means that a female descendant of Aaron is considered a Zar, because who's a Zar? Kol she'eino mizera Aaron haschoren. Okay, the Rambam feels compelled to prove this. Shenemar the orcho b'nei Aaron. Now I'm assuming that b'nei Aaron excludes b'nos Aaron. And the Rambam quotes two other psukim. He has v'ktiru b'nei Aaron v'lo b'nos Aaron. Now, according to the Rambam, if a woman would go ahead and do avoda in the mikdash, she'd be chayav misa midei shamayim, like a zar. Now, why did I say that's a pella? Because what I should have added to your list of my makomos, which I unfortunately I didn't, is the sefer chinuch. So, if you want to make a note of it, maybe. If we still have a minute or two, Yechiel, you can print this out for me, because I apologize, it wasn't on my list, I don't think. This is Mitzvah Shin Tzadi. Shin Tzadi. Right, that's 390. And the Minchas Chinuch says that if you read the Chinuch carefully, the Sefer HaChinuch says that if an Isha went ahead and did the Avodah, listen carefully, then she's violated an Iser Aseh. And what's the Iser Aseh? Because the Torah says, V'archu b'nei Aaron v'lo b'nos Aaron. In other words, the Torah is telling you that the mitzvah of Avodah is incumbent upon the males. When the woman, the female, does the Avodah, she's usurping the Aseh that obligates the male in Avodah. And that's called an Isra Aseh, says the Minchas Chinuch, not so according to the Rambam. He says that the Rambam holds, this is the very first Minchas Chinuch there in Shin Tzadi, the Rambam holds that Isha Bechlal Zar. V'lo avirak Isra Aseh bolvat. V'das Sefer HaChinuch, he says, t'lo avi ela Isra Aseh. And he goes ahead and he quotes the Mishnah Lamelech in a very famous book authored by Rav Yaakov Vroznas, the Mishnah Lamelech, called the Parshas Drachim. And the Parshas Drachim vacillates back and forth. What's the status, what's the punishment, or shall we say, what's the level of liability for a woman who went ahead and did the Avodah? Is it like a Zar, and therefore she's chayav misa v'dei shamayim, or no? She's only in violation of an Iser Eseh. Says the Minchas Chinuch, That's a machlokus between the Sefer HaChinuch and the Rama. The Sefer HaChinuch writes that an Isha, as far as Avod is concerned, is in violation of the Iser Essay, because the Torah says, Viktiru Bnei Aaron Velo Bnos Aaron, whereas the Rambam says that she's included in Zar. So the first Naf, right, the Rambam, I meant to say the Rambam says it's included in Zar.
You said, why isn't the Chinuch, maybe the Chinuch is just saying, adding, besides, he also holds that she's a czar.
Okay, but so maybe we'll see the language of the Sefer HaChinuch. The Minchas Chinuch builds a lot on the language of the Sefer HaChinuch.
Okay, I have that, but it's...
Okay.
You said at the beginning of this?
Should be at the very beginning of, well, it depends. And the Minchas Chinuch is at the very beginning, right. But the Chinuch itself is towards the end, I think.
I'll give you 2 pages.
Well, let me just ask you this. Maybe we could save the whole exercise. Do you see anything in the Minchas Chinuch there in number Aleph?
It's very long.
Very long? Aleph. You see a place where he quotes the Rambam that we're dealing with?
Well, we maybe did very have
Rambam. Excellent. That's it.
So it must be he quotes him already before the...
But what does he, what does he derive from the Rambam?
That's not it, right?
Oh, that's not it.
Okay.
Right, so maybe I messed up here.
No, that just is very long. I mean, he says a lot of things here. This one doesn't say.
Okay, let's leave it out because we only have 15 minutes.
Oh, it's very beginning. Maybe he talks about.
I thought it was at the beginning.
Looking at the Rambam,
but he, at some point he's dying in the Sefer HaChinuch that according to the Chinuch it's only an Iser essay if the Tzar, I'm sorry, if the Isha does the Avod. He's Madaik in the language. Again, you'll have to trust me on this one because otherwise we're not going to get to the punchline. Okay then. So again, Rabosai, let's review our Chakira here. We want to know what's the status of an Isha as far as Avoda. The Rambam identifies her as a Zar, which means that her liability is high profile. If she goes ahead and usurps the Avoda of Elva Kohen, even though she's a Bas Kohen and she's a Kohenis, but she has the status of a Zar. The Sefer HaChinuch, according to the way the Minchas Chinuch understands and holds, that she only violates an Isra Aseh, but she doesn't have the Chumrah and the stricture of a chiyuv misa, which applies to a zar. Apparently, according to Sefer HaChinuch, an isha is not considered a zar. So she's in a category of her own. She's psul avoda, the Torah's isha, not the Torah's zar. And that's derived from the pasuk b'nei Aaron and lo and not b'nos Aaron. And besides this nafkamina, as to whether or not there's a separate psul of isha, or no, Isha just falls back into the general category of a Zar, then Afkamina is going to be as far as Bama is concerned. What's the status of an Isha and a Bama? If you're telling me an Isha is not a new category, she's in the old category of a Zar, then to the same extent that a Zar is kosher and a Bama, she should be Ksher and a Bama. If on the other hand there's a brand new Psul called Isha, then you can't derive anything from the fact that a Zar is kosher le'avodah b'bama. Okay, a Zar is kosher le'avodah b'bama, but Isha is a separate category. Those are the two nafkaminas that we have. And if you want to put this all into a third nafkamina, it would be the issue of halav achutz. Is an Isha included in the chiyuv kares of halav achutz? If you're telling me, well, a Zar is included in halav achutz because he's kosher b'bama, then an Isha, insofar as she is a subcategory of Zar, she's also included in kashrus b'bama, and therefore in the Iser kares of halav achutz. And that could be the machlokes between the Shittim Gubetzes and the Hashmatas of the Shittim Gubetzes. In addition, we now have a discussion about the Girsa. Okay, that's... Thank you.
Just make a copy if you want. Just talk about exactly what you're talking about.
We're at the beginning?
Yeah, pretty much at the beginning.
Yeah, Shalom Yaz. He says, take a look in the Rambam. And the Rambam says, Kol she'eno mibnei Aaron ha'schor marim b'chlal zar. and therefore he gets the same onus as a zar. If he's not Mibnei Aaron Hazcharin. So for example, let's say a woman got a hasra and she was warned not to do the avodah in the base, something she went ahead and she violated the hasra, she would get malchus for that. He says, but Harav HaMechaber holds that Noshim Asuros Bavodas HaMigdosh, that's for sure. I mean, the Baal Sefer Achinu could not argue with that point. She's definitely prohibited from doing the Avodah, and if she does it, the Avodah is Mechuleles. But he says that Svaras HaRav HaMechaber, this is the Minchas Chinuch in the Chinuch, the Eina Mechlal Zorim, they're not included in the status of Zar, but there's a separate psul, a separate miut, he says, that excludes them from the Avodah. But they didn't violate the law. All you can say is they violated an Iser essay. He calls it a law of Mechlal essay. Now, I don't have the end of the Sefer Achinuch where he mentions Isha.
Do you want the next page?
No. Just it's probably two words. Can you take a look at the end of Shin Sadi on the next page? Does he say anything about Isha?
In the Chinuch,
I meant to say. Because I think I got cut off from the end of the Chinuch, am I right?
Well, yeah, there's still another paragraph.
Right, but at the end of the paragraph, does he mention Isha at some point?
Does he mention Isha?
Oh, here it is. V'noeg Iser Zez, five lines up from the bottom.
V'noeg Iser Zez.
B'zcharim u'bin akevus. B'zman abayis. V'yaf shalom b'zman abayis. Just one second. Right.
After you.
V'oral Zez. V'osa ming echa ming echa ming echa kohanim over a lav. V'im osa achas midalat avodus chayv misa v'dei shamayim. So the Sefer, the Minchas Chinuch is learning. But let me see it again. I'm sorry.
Okay, there we go.
Give me
that.
Right. So I don't know. I'm not sure. I'd have to spend a little bit more time on this, exactly where he sees this. Okay. Now, I want to point out to you that do you have the Nefesh Tova? Did I mention that on the page? Okay. That's number Chet. Okay, I don't know if we have time for the Migdash David. Maybe we'll see if we can get to the Migdash David. So the Nefesh Tova has a paragraph that starts with Chen Yesh LaHochiach. Take a look at my Maror Mekomos page. Do you have my Maror Mekomos page?
Yeah.
So I think I mentioned the page number because I have it in a slightly different order, but this page number should be your page number because I went out of my way to look it up, you know, in your book. You see it says Amud Mem Gimel. Can you open up the page Mem Gimel? Do you find a paragraph? Again, it might be on Mem Beis or Mem Gimel, but anyway, a paragraph that starts with Chen Yesh Lo Chiyah. If you have it, just raise your right pointer. You have a Chen Yesh Lo Chiyah?
Yes.
Oh, he has a Tosfos in Masechta Kiddushin. We were looking on Lamed Vav Amud Aleph. He has a Tosfos on Daf Lamed Vav Amud Beis. V'im Tomar Tepekle B'chol Hani She'enem K'sheres B'noshim Lefishayim Mechusare Begadim. Yafil Konim B'zman She'en B'deim Aleim Ein Kunasam Aleim. Why does the Gemara need, as I frequently all these psukim, to exclude a woman from avoda? She's not wearing the begadim, and even if she would wear the begadim, it wouldn't be in any way meaningful, and therefore her status would be that of Mechusar Begadim. And Tosis says, V'yesh lomar, the Ma'ariv beloved Shuras HaBegadim. So the first text of Tosis holds that a woman, if she wears Big Day Kuhuna, has a kiyum of Big Day Kuhuna, which is fascinating in and of itself. Inami, his second answer is Yeshlomer came alone. It's tavu b'vigdei kuna lo avi mechusrei begadim. That her wearing begadim is meaningless, but she doesn't have the status of mechusrei begadim. She was never included in the obligation to wear begadim. So take a look at the Rosh Hashiva now in Nefesh Tova. He says v'i neima de isha psula b'bama. Let's go according to the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan, which according to Zecher Yitzchak is also the opinion of the Tosefta, that an Isha is Psula Bibama. He says, again, Itzer Krol of Ute Isha Milahakra Bibama, She'ein Badin B'Gadin. In Bama, they never wore Bigde Kahuna, and yet they did the Avodah on the Bama. So you're telling me now that a woman is Mechusa B'Gadin, right? That was Tosus Kasha. So if Mechusa B'Gadin, why need a pasuk to exclude her from a voda? He says we need a pasuk to exclude her from a voda in a bama, where there is no requirement of Bigdei Kahuna. A fascinating chiddush. But what's more interesting to me is if you fast forward to, again, here it's going to be Mem Gimel. Can you find a paragraph that starts, again, there are tons of paragraphs that starts with the word Vehine, but if you find a paragraph that starts Vehine B'Migdash David, just tell me what page it's on so I can announce the page. Mem Dalet. Okay, on page Mem Dalet. Hiksha I Isha P'sula Milahakri V'Bama Quintra B'Yochanan and the Tosefta, the way the Zecher Yitzchak understands it. Then a woman is excluded from Hakrava B'Bama. Eich Ish Yochal Lahakriv Karban Isha. We have a principle in Shlichus that called me the Iru Lo Matzi Avid Lo Matzi Shliach Lemevad. Like, let's say, for example, if you can't be Mafish Truma, you can't appoint the Shliach as your agent to be Mafish Truma. So you'll ask me, how in the world can a woman send a karban to the Beis HaMikdash? The Kohanim are going to serve as her shliach, and yet she herself can't do the avodah. So the Mikdash David says, well, you'll ask me the same question about any person, anyone who's not a Kohen. How can he send his karban to the Beis HaMikdash? He says, Zahar. Bishlema, Kohanim Matzi Shluchu Derachman and Inu Lahakru Konversational Yisrael. Now we can invoke the principle called Shluchei D'Rachmananinu, that it's not that the Yisrael, who's considered the Meshaleach, who appoints the Kohen as the Shliach, but the Ribbono Shel Olam appoints the Kohen as the Shliach. Avol B'Bama, the Avodah B'Zorim Lo Matzinu, Shasasa Matorah Shluchim, Kenabi Shluchi Vidan, Vadrina L'Kol, called the Idol Lo Matzi, I became the Isha Eni Yechol Ha'akriv, is Af Ish, Eno Yochel Ahakriv Es Karbano. If a woman is excluded from being Makriv a Karban on a Bama, how could she send her Karban on a Bama through a Shliach, through a male? Right, a male, a Zahar, is allowed to do the Avodah. So she's going to ask him to do the Avodah, but she herself can't do the Avodah. El, what are you going to tell me? That Shluchei Drachmaninu, that's only by Kohanim. But there's no Shluchei D'Rachmanan in a Bama. We never found that the person who's Makriv a Korban on a Bama becomes a Shliach on behalf of the Bala Korban. I'm sorry, I meant to say just the opposite of what came out of my mouth. We never found that when a person serves as a Shliach, the Makriv a Korban on a Bama on behalf of someone else, that he was appointed by the Ribbono Shel Olam, Rachman Aso Shliach. He's not a Shliach of the Rachmanan, he's only a Shliach of the... Oh, the Bala Karban, who sent the Karban, and he's doing the Avodah on his behalf. But if the Isha sends a Karban on a Bama, and she herself can't do the Avodah, so we have a principle that a Shliach can't do what the Meshaleach can't do. So that's the Kasha of the Mincha, of the Mikdash Tov. I wanted to show you that in the next paragraph, in Nefesh Tova, the Rosh Hashiva says that if we accept the logic of the Mikdash David, we could say perhaps that that's what the Pnei Moshe and the Yushalmi means. That if an Isha's Psul Avoda, according to the Shita of Rabbi Yochanan in the Yushalmi, then Enoch Nami, we can't be Makriv a Karban on her behalf. That's what the Yushalmi means, according to the Pnei Moshe. That she doesn't have a Karban. Not only can't she do the Avoda of the Karban, she can't have a Karban. Why? because ish ksiv v'parsha, I let someone else bring the korban on her behalf. The answer is that if she can't bring the korban, then that person cannot be hashliach to bring the korban. To the shir, he says here, if you take a look at this paragraph, v'hine, he says that the Gemara later on asks the following question: Zrika is a zar is chayav aleha misa. Okay, now the question is, what would be if an isha went ahead and did zrika? Would she be chayav misa? So again, apparently there are different girsos there, but he says that we should not take out the word isha from the girsa. And the reason for that is because if we're saying that an isha is not included in a zar, so even though the zar is chayav misa for doing the avod of zrika, but an isha is not included, she's right, only included in a separate psul, and therefore you should not have a girsa of isha over here. And it means, as we said in the chinuch and the minchas chinuch, all that she has in avodah is an iser essay, but we don't find the chayav misa. And that's the final maskon in the Parshas Drachim of the Mishnah Lamelech, that an isha is not included on the zar, and therefore she's not chayav in a misa on the avodah as if it was the avodah of a zar. And this really comes back to what we were saying before, that don't assume that isha has no kedushas kohuna. She has a kedushas kohuna. Or alternatively, you could say it a different way, that har psul is begufa b'toris isha. So even if she's not a bas kohen, but she has a psul b'toris isha, and the Torah puts that into an isur essay, but it's not included on the zaros, and the nafkamina is going to be whether she's chayav misa if she goes ahead and she does the avodah. Beautiful shtickle Torah here. Shkoyach, have a good Shabbos, everyone.